Dr. Kent. Here's where you get your medal.
Yes, Lloyd, I know.
You mean you know that I'm the one who should be getting it, and that you stole my notes?
Lloyd, be quiet. They'll hear you.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it? For you.
Lloyd.
Ladies and gentlemen, as president of the International Astronomical Society, it is my privilege to introduce our guest of honor at this banquet, the eminent astronomer, Dr. Humphrey J. Kent. Dr. Kent.
Thank you, Dr. Hall. Ladies and gentlemen, permit me to thank you for this testimonial dinner and for the honor you have paid me in tendering it. It is an occasion for which I am deeply grateful and which I will long remember. I thank you.
Before Dr. Kent returns to his seat, I should like, on behalf of the Society, to present him with this medal for his long and successful search for the first new planet to be discovered since Dr. Lowell brought to light the planet Pluto. Allow me, Dr. Kent.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much on behalf of my two colleagues and myself. This has been a very great honor. This medal is not very heavy, but it carries a weighty responsibility. I think perhaps I had better sit down.
Quite a speech, Dr. Kent.
Thank you, Lloyd.
For 2 years, you and Diane and I worked together. For 5 years before that, ever since I got out of college, I worked on finding that planet.
Lloyd, we'll talk about this some other time.
Why? Because you're afraid of what I might say? Well, don't worry. I won't expose you. Not here and not now. I'll wait. I waited 7 years to find that planet. Maybe I'll wait just as long to find a way of making you pay for stealing it. Now, maybe I'll do it in 1 second. With a bullet. Now.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Kent.
Good morning, Oscar.
You do not mind if I finish sweeping, Dr. Kent? I will not be too long.
No, go ahead. Doesn't matter.
Oh, something is wrong?
Yes, Oscar. Too many things.
This morning, I read. By last night, they give you a medal because you find a new planet.
Yes, they gave me a medal.
For a new planet, the medal. For me, a broom, a dustpan, a mop. Dr. Kent, I too know the heavens. Maybe I do not use a big telescope like that one there, but I know the heavens. I know them very well.
Yes, I'm sure you do, Oscar. Now, please, there's something on my mind.
That I know, too. The heavens tell me things. They told me that. It is because of the sign, the astrological sign. You are a Pisces, born in February. For the next few days, you are to be careful, Dr. Kent. Very careful.
Oscar, I've told you this before. I tell you again now. Astrology is nothing but hokum. It's sheer hokum bunkum. Completely false and with no foundation in fact.
To you. But to me, it is a science. The only true science. Wait, you will see. Remember, you are a Pisces. So for the next few days, you are to be careful, Dr. Kent. Very careful. The signs could mean death.
Busy, Lloyd?
No, I'm not, Diane. Come in.
Well, better not let the indolence of this observatory see the learned Dr. Devins with his head on the desk. What's the matter, Lloyd?
Plenty. I went to that dinner they gave Dr. Kent last night. Watched him give him a medal. Saw the smug look on his face when he accepted it. On behalf of my two colleagues and myself.
Well, so we got a medal by proxy. I'm just as happy. Scientists work for science, not recognition.
Recognition never hurt, though. Let me ask you something, Diane.
Dr. Peters, please. It's working hours. Oh, Lloyd, why don't I see you after hours anymore?
I'll get around to that, Diane. Diane, did you notice Oscar snooping around my desk at any time?
The janitor?
Yes.
What would he be doing at your desk?
Oh, pretending to clean, but actually to spy. You know he's very sold on astrology, don't you?
Yes, but I'm more concerned at the moment with you and me. What's happened to us, Lloyd?
What's happened? Nothing's happened. I'm tired, Diane. I'm tired of this place, of working, of Dr. Kent.
And of me, eh?
I said of everything and I meant it. Leave me alone, will you?
Just like that. Leave you alone. And I'm supposed to pack my things and walk out. Well, I'm not built that way, Lloyd. You're not walking out on me, oh no. Try it and you'll be the sorriest man that ever...
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Denton. Dr. Peters. I just came in to clean. I come back.
Oh, come on in, Oscar. I'm leaving. But, Lloyd, you and I have to talk a little bit more about the subject we were just discussing.
There's nothing to talk about.
No. Maybe I can induce you to change your mind.
Well, Oscar, you said you came in here to clean. So clean.
I only say that because Dr. Peters was here. Actually, I come to talk to you.
About what?
About $300. I need $300, and you are going to give it to me.
I'm going to give it to you. What makes you think that?
Many things. I must have an operation, they tell me. Operations cost money. You'll give me the money.
I'll give you the money. Are you crazy? Get out, Oscar. Get out now.
I have to clean.
Not now. You don't have to. Get out. I want to be by myself to think.
Think if you want to. Think about many things. But also think about the science. You too are a Pisces. And for the next few days, the stars say there is trouble. There is more than trouble, they say. There is death.
Hello.
Vance, Markham.
Well, how is my friend the district attorney? How did you know I was home?
I called your office and Miss Deering told me, Vance. She's been very conscientious since coming back to work, hasn't she?
Ellen's always worked all hours. She says she likes it.
That might be. And I have something you might like, Vance. How are you fixed for murders?
Committing them, knowing of any, or investigating them?
Investigating them. I've got a wonderful one for you, Vance. Happened a little while ago up at the Kent Observatory. You know anything about astronomy?
A little. I know that Dr. Kent, head of the observatory, got a medal last night for finding a new planet. And to astronomers, getting medals is the highest possible honor they can receive.
That's undoubtedly correct. But did you know that he has two assistants, Dr. Lloyd Devons and Dr. Diane Peters, a very attractive young lady?
No, I didn't. If Dr. Kent was murdered, when can I see them?
Oh, it wasn't Dr. Kent, Vance. It was young Dr. Devons. He was killed in his office a little while ago.
Oh?
I'm up at the observatory now, and the body hasn't been removed yet. Can you come up?
I'll be right up, Markham. Apparently, astral bodies aren't the only things to be found there.
Vance, this is Dr. Kent. Dr. Kent, Philo Vance.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Vance?
Dr. Kent, how long was Dr. Devons your assistant?
For several years, Mr. Vance. He was a brilliant scientist. His experiments with the spectroscope will be studied for many years.
Spectroscope, Doctor?
But yes, it's used to study stars, find out what they're made of, and to break them down into colors.
Oh. I see. I understand you discovered a new planet recently, Dr. Kent.
Yes, I did, but I'd rather not discuss that right now. It can't possibly have anything to do with the murder of Dr. Devons.
Oh, it might, Dr. Kent. In fact, you have no idea how many times it is the apparently irrelevant factors that lead us to crime solutions. Right, Vance?
Yes, of course, Markham. Tell me, Doctor, how are new planets found? I understand there hasn't been one discovered in 10 or 15 years.
Well, that's quite true, Mr. Vance. The last one prior to my discovery was predicted and located by Dr. Percival Lowell of the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Really? You say predicted and then discovered.
Yes. You see, planets are not always seen through telescopes such as that huge one over there. They're found after years of mathematical calculations, noting the formation and motions of the other planets, trying to rationalize their movements.
If I understand correctly, when extra gravitation of other planets becomes apparent, there must be something to cause that. And sometimes the something is an undiscovered planet.
That's precisely right, Mr. Vance. But it has no bearing on Dr. Devon's death, as you can see.
Perhaps after I see Dr. Peters, I might agree to that. Anyone else you might suggest my talking to, Dr. Kent?
No, I don't think so. Yes. Yes, there is, Vance. You might see Oscar, the handyman here. He predicted there might be a death in this observatory, although, frankly, I thought it was my death he was talking about.
help me carry these photographic plates over to the table, please, Oscar?
Yes, Dr. Peters, I do it gladly.
Oh, I've got to keep working. I've got to stop thinking about Lloyd.
Yes, Doctor, I know. You want the plates right here?
Please. Yes?
How do you do? I'm Philo Vance. May I come in?
Oh, yes, please come in. I've been expecting you. Mr. Markham said you might want to question me.
I do, very definitely. And this is Oscar?
I am Oscar.
I wish you'd have a seat, Oscar. I'll want to talk to you, too.
Very well. I sit down.
Well, Vance?
Dr. Peters, may I start by saying that I think you're a very attractive scientist?
What are you going to finish by saying?
I really don't know yet. How well did you know the dead man, Dr. Devons?
I knew him very well. We worked together for years.
I see. You and Dr. Devons were merely scientific companions?
Not exactly. Except that he was very busy recently.
Doing what?
Trying to compute the location of the planet Dr. Kent found. Only his notes were stolen.
His notes were stolen, eh? And Dr. Kent then discovered the brand new planet? Well?
Well, what, Mr. Vance?
It's a little too early to tell yet, Dr. Peters. The dead man's notes were stolen. Mine are not yet complete. Oscar.
Yes. Yes. What do you want with me?
I'm not sure yet, beyond the fact that I'd like to know how you could predict death as you did yesterday.
How I could do it? Anybody could do it. Anybody who knows how to read the stars correctly.
By that, I suppose you mean astrology?
Of course. These are troubled days for everyone born under Pisces. Dr. Devons was a Pisces.
I understand your original indication was that it was Dr. Kent who was to die.
I do not indicate anything. Stars, they indicate everything. And the stars do not make mistakes.
Possibly not. And from all I've been able to find out on this case, neither did our murderer.
This is District Attorney Markham. The star-studded murder case began the night Dr. Humphrey J. Kent, famous astronomer, was rewarded for discovering a new planet. He was threatened then by Dr. Lloyd Devons, his assistant, who subsequently was found murdered. Vance knows that at one time, another assistant, Dr. Diane Peters, had been friendly with the dead man, but had had little time for her lately. Vance's other suspect is Oscar, general handyman at the Kent Observatory, where the murder was committed. As we return to our story, my men report that Oscar has just gone into Dr. Kent's office.
What do you want here, Oscar? Your cleaning is done.
This time I do not want to clean, Dr. Kent. From you, I want money.
Money? You want money from me? What for?
Well, Dr. Kent, Dr. Devons, he talked to himself when he's alone. Sometimes he only thinks he is alone.
Well?
Just before he is killed, he talked to himself. He say, he stole my planet. That planet was mine. I find it, but he steal it. He was talking about you, Dr. Kent.
That is nonsense.
Maybe, maybe. And the police will not think so.
You dare to come here and threaten me? To try to blackmail me?
You pay me. I do not tell the police. I do not...
You'll tell nobody, and I won't give you a cent. You understand? You won't talk, and I won't pay you nothing.
No, don't hit me.
I'll do more than that. I'll choke you.
Dr. Kent.
He hit me, Dr. Peters, just because I hear Dr. Devins say...
Oscar.
I don't care. I hear Dr. Devins say that it was Dr. Kent who steal the planet from him, that he find it, and Dr. Kent gets the medal. I hear him say this before he get killed.
This man doesn't
know...
No,
Dr. Kent. Perhaps you and I better talk this over. Oscar, don't say anything about this to anyone, will you? Not just yet.
If you ask me not to, Dr. Peters.
Thank you. You leave, Oscar. Dr. Kent and I want to discuss this more in detail. Don't we, Doctor?
place looks like a tool vans, doesn't it?
Scientific libraries aren't built for splendor, my friend. Markham, listen. After I was through questioning the suspects at the Kent Observatory yesterday afternoon, I came here. I found the scholastic records of Dr. Kent, Dr. Devins, and Dr. Peters.
Did they indicate anything interesting?
I'm not sure yet. Now, I also found out several other things. For instance, in this book here. Ah, here it is. Class of 1940, Midwest University. Let me see. It's page 131, I believe. Yeah, here we are. Here's the dead man's record. L.R. Devins, graduated with honors, received fellowship, later appointment to endowed Kent Observatory, school award for astronomy, born downtown Ohio, mother E.B. Devins, father O.R. Devins. I want to make a note of those names, Mark.
I remember them, Vance.
Now let's look up the scholastic careers of Dr. Kent and his pretty assistant, Dr. Peters. There are some notes I want to take on them, too.
Well, that's what we're here for. Where do we begin?
That, at the moment, is secondary in importance to a much more vital factor. Where do we end on this case?
Mr. Vance.
Oh, sorry to disturb you at your home, Dr. Peters, but it's a matter of necessity. May I come in?
Well, I have company.
I won't stay long. Thank you very much. Dr. Peters, I've found something very interesting at the science library this evening.
Who was that, Diane?
Oh, Dr. Kent's voice, isn't it, Dr. Peters? Good evening, Dr. Kent. It's Philo Vance.
Come in, Vance.
Thank you. How are you, Dr. Kent?
I'm well. I was just leaving.
Oh, please stay. Dr. Peters, I came to tell you I want you at the observatory at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I'd like you there, too, Dr. Kent.
Would you? Why?
Very obvious reason. I've been doing some research. Dr. Kent, I've found out several very interesting things.
For instance?
Well, from what I learned from Oscar, I believe Dr. Devins died believing that you, Dr. Kent, had stolen his research information on the new planet.
That's preposterous.
Is it? Perhaps. Dr. Peters.
Yes?
You mentioned something to me earlier which I haven't thought much about, but which perhaps you might clarify just a bit.
I will if I can. What is it?
I had asked you if you and the late Dr. Devins were purely scientific companions. You said, not exactly. What did that mean?
It meant just that. Not exactly.
You saw him socially?
At one time.
And then?
Then I didn't.
Who lost interest, Dr. Peters? You or Dr. Devins?
He was working very hard on his notes.
And had no time for you.
Look, Mr. Vance, don't try to shape a woman's scorned angle to fit me. Do you know what Dr. Devins believed about Dr. Kent here?
I know about Dr. Kent here, all about him. I'll meet you both tomorrow morning at the observatory. At, shall we say, 10 o'clock.
Dr. Kent, why must I be here, too? I have my cleaning to do.
Mr. Vance, what did you hear, Oscar? He'll be off the phone in a minute to tell you why.
This is a little ridiculous, you know.
From what I've seen of him, nothing Vance does is ever ridiculous, Dr. Peters.
Any word yet, Vance?
Not yet, Dr. Peters. Mr. Markham is still on the long-distance phone at his office checking some facts. He'll be back on this one in a moment, I'm sure.
Well, hurry.
Perhaps you'd care to... Oh, excuse me. Yes, Markham, I'm here. Go ahead.
He listens now, Dr. Kent.
Yes? Yes, I see. Yes, I have that, Markham. Thank you very much. Yes, it's fine, thank you. Goodbye. My apologies to you all. There was some information lacking, and I've just gotten it. Now, before I make any definite statements, I wonder if there's anything any of you would like to say.
I would, Mr. Vance. I've been thinking over what you said last night, and I'm going to tell you the truth. When Lloyd Devins broke our engagement, I was angry enough to have killed him.
Dr. Peters.
I'm sorry, it's true. Only, Mr. Vance, I got over that feeling.
Very possibly. Dr. Kent, it is true that you stole Dr. Devins' notes, and that he threatened to expose you. You couldn't let that happen, could you?
So you think I killed him?
I didn't say that. Dr. Peters here could have killed him for doing what he did to her.
Then it's me you suspect.
I didn't say that either. Now listen, all of you. Oscar, come here.
You want me?
I most certainly do. Your last name is Devins, isn't it, Oscar? Well, isn't it?
That... It's my name.
Lloyd Devins was your son. You don't have to admit that. Mr. Markham got a description of Lloyd Devins' father from your hometown, and it fits you perfectly.
Yeah, it is true. I was his father. He did not like it to be known that his father was a janitor.
Ridiculous concession to false pride. When your son's college record showed his father's initials were O.R., I thought the O might stand for Oscar, and Markham's telephone call corroborated that.
My boy did not want it known that I was his father. But he was a good boy, Mr. Vance. Boys born under Pisces are brilliant, alert, resourceful, a little selfish.
Was Lloyd really selfish, or is that astrology stuff all bunk?
Bunk? Of course it isn't bunk. My boy, he was selfish. He refused me money. All I wanted was a few $100s, but he refused me. You see, he was selfish. That proves it, doesn't it?
You told me your son was a Pisces, and that these are troubled days for people born under that sign.
Yes, that I told you, because that is true. Trouble, and sometimes death. The stars say that...
Rubbish. Stars can't predict anything. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? You say that is ridiculous. My boy say that too. I wonder whether he would say that now if he were alive to say it.
When did he say it was ridiculous?
When I warned him. When I warned him that his selfishness might lead to death, he looked at me. He laughed at me. He laughed at the stars. He was laughing even at the stars when I killed him.
What?
Oscar.
Oh, Oscar, no.
Oh, so you were clever, Mr. Vance. You tricked me so I tell the truth. But it does you no good. I go out that door, and nobody stops me. Nobody. I shoot whoever tries to stop me. You even, Dr. Peters.
Oscar, don't be a fool. The police...
Police? They are smart, maybe. But I am smarter. I have the stars to tell me things, to tell me everything. But I kill anyhow anybody who follows me.
Let's get after him.
It's quite unnecessary, Dr. Peters. I'd ask Sergeant Heath of the police to wait downstairs and arrest anyone who left here. If I know Heath, he has Oscar by now.
Oh. Oh, what a terrible thing this has been. But I suppose I ought to thank you, Mr. Vance.
You can in a moment. Dr. Kent, don't you have a medal given you by the International Astronomical Society that belongs to the late Dr. Devins?
Yes. Yes, I guess it actually belongs to him.
Don't you think you ought to write a paper for the Astronomical Magazine giving him full credit? Well, partial credit, anyhow.
Perhaps. Yes. Yes, I'll write the paper and my resignation together.
That's what I thought you'd do. Well, I'll leave you now.
Thank you, Mr. Vance. Thanks very much. For Lloyd.
It's quite all right, Dr. Peters. I guess Oscar thought he could get away with murder, but it just wasn't in the stars.
Well, Vance, thanks for cleaning up the murder of Dr. Devins for us. And incidentally, I think you did quite a brilliant job on this case.
Well, don't sound so surprised. I'm really a very brilliant person.
Vance?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so brilliant, but I had three suspects for the murder of Dr. Devins, all with motive, all with opportunity. I'm so brilliant, but I didn't know which one of them actually did it.
That isn't exactly true, Vance. You did know, ultimately.
Yes, I suppose so. But I had to make Oscar break down and admit it. If he weren't so sold on astrology, I don't know how I could have done it.
You'd have thought of something, Vance. You always do. And I'll tell you a little secret. I knew you'd solve this case. Knew it from the very beginning.
Did you, Markham? I didn't. I guess I'm not so brilliant after all. I had to wait for the end. The end of the star-studded murder case.
Suspects produced three ironclad alibis for the time when horse trainer Eddie Burke was murdered. Certain that one of them is the killer, Philo Vance breaks down the guilty one's alibi, although before he does, it's necessary that he conduct a quiz program. In the Murdoch murder case, Vance mixed with the horse he set and rides off to victory over an enemy of society. Join us every weeknight at 9:30 for the very best in dramatic entertainment. Tomorrow night, we present Freedom USA, the dramatic story of a fearless United States Senator. Monday, it's yours truly, Johnny Dollar, as he tackles another dangerous assignment in his role as a private insurance investigator. Tuesday, Mr. District Attorney dramatizes the stories of law enforcement officers at work. Wednesday, another episode of the adventures of I Was a Communist for the FBI with Dana Andrews. Make a note to join us again next Thursday night for another story from the files of Philo Vance. Dial WGBI tomorrow night at 9:30 for Freedom USA.